Visage.
I used to take casual polls during readings, lectures, and salons, so I'm aware of the myth that when we leave our bodies and become part of the spirit world again, we either look like wispy vapor blobs or we look like nothing at all. It pleases me to assure you that we each have very distinctive physical personas on the other side, and those personas are called our visages. We have bodies, we have eyes that blink, and we have hearts that pump blood through our veins. I find it fascinating that we also have organs that are a mirror image of our human bodies on Earth, the identical placement, but reversed from left to right. Why we have organs when we no longer have to bother with such bodily inconveniences as digestion and waste elimination, I have no idea. I asked my spirit guide Francine, whose answer was, "Because that's the way God made us." She's a hard woman to argue with. Similarly, I asked her why it is that no matter what age we are when we die, we're all 30 years old on the other side. Why 30? Because we are. See what I mean? Just like on Earth, visages at home come in all heights, weights, nationalities, hair colors, eye colors, and skin colors. At home, though, we can change our visage styles whenever we choose without losing our identities and without spending a moment in a salon, at a makeup table, or under a plastic surgeon's scalpel, through simple thought projection, which is as natural to us on the other side as breathing. For example, Francine tells me I occasionally adopt the appearance of an Asian woman on the other side for no other reason than that I find it attractive. It doesn't throw everyone into hopeless confusion about who I am, and I don't have to run around reintroducing myself to friends. The other spirits think nothing more about it than she's wearing her Asian look today. Our ability to easily change our visage on the other side is especially apparent when we decide to pay a visit to a loved one on Earth. We all recognize each other through any number of looks at home. But human beings need all the visual aids they can get when it comes to figuring out an unexpected appearance from the spirit world. If we died at the age of 5 or 95, but appeared to a loved one as the happy, healthy 30-year-old we are on the other side, their chances of recognizing us would range from slim to none. We eliminate the problem by simply thought projecting ourselves back to the physical appearance they remember us by. On the other hand, I can't tell you how many clients have astrally traveled to the other side to spend time with a deceased loved one and found themselves talking to a 30-year-old stranger who somehow seemed familiar. If and when it happens to you, pay attention to those strangers. Chances are they're exactly who you were longing to see. They just weren't expecting you and didn't know to adjust their visage to match your memory of them.